This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to the program Know Your Lord. We were talking before the break about knowing the importance of Allah Almighty, our Lord, and also talking about the greatness of Allah loving you and what is the result of you loving our Lord, which will lead you to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in this episode, we will throw some light on what we will be talking about in the coming episodes, in the following episodes, so that we'll have a comprehensive idea of this series, Know Your Lord. In the following episode, we shall discuss about the existence of God Almighty. There is a community by the term atheists who basically deny the existence of God. So the second episode will be dedicated for this particular group by the title, Does Lord Exist? As a question. And we will deal this question in the light of reason, logic, rational, science, and scripture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, Ayat number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَّقْنَهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls out the attention of the people. He calls out the attention of the people and says, do the unbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth were joined together as one unit, as one piece, and we, Allah Almighty, our Lord, He made them asunder. And from water, every living thing has been created. Do you still not believe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about this as a scientific argument to those who do not believe. And most of these scientists, they actually prefer the science, ration. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put forth this argument. So in this second episode, that does Lord exist, we will look at this question and deal with it in detail. In the third episode, we shall basically talk about why and how do we know our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, Ayat number 53, سَنُورِهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah, He calls out the attention of the people to ponder, to reflect. Allah says, soon we shall show them the signs in the farthest region, in the heavens, in the universe, and within themselves, until it becomes clear to them that this is the truth. And is it not sufficient that your Lord is a witness who is the knower of everything? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah, He calls out the attention for the people. So we will discuss this in detail, inshallah, in the third episode, that is, why and how do we know our Lord. In the fourth episode, we shall talk about the meaning of the testimony of faith and the conditions of shahada. What makes this powerful statement, La ilaha illallah, this powerful statement makes it meaningful, fruitful? What does it make? Its conditions. So we, in the fourth episode, will discuss, inshallah, what are basically the concepts of the testimony of faith itself and the conditions of shahada, which makes this powerful statement, La ilaha illallah, which is in Arabic called as shahada, will make meaningful and fruitful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to know Him. In the fifth episode, as we discussed, we shall basically talk about the meaning of Tawheed, its importance, its categories, and we'll throw some light on Tawheed al-Rububiyah, which is the first category of Tawheed. In the following episode, we shall discuss about in detail the meaning of Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, which means oneness and uniqueness of Allah's names and attributes. Also, we shall talk about the importance of this particular category of Tawheed, that is attributing oneness to Allah and describing Him as one and unique in His names and attributes. We shall throw some light on its importance, as well as we shall discuss about the principles of Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. And in the following episode, we shall talk about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in detail. From episode number 7 to 17, we shall talk and deal about the great attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with an objective of memorizing them, with an objective of understanding the meaning of these names and attributes, and with an objective of reflecting, relating it with our lives, as well as calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these beautiful names. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Araf, Surah number 7, ayat number 180, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has beautiful names. So Allah commands us to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these names. In the next episodes, we shall talk about Tawheed al-Ibadah, which is the oneness of divinity and his worship, as well as we'll talk about what are the ways that we can achieve the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then few episodes after, we'll talk about the characteristics of the kinds of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and hates. And then the last but second episode, which we shall deal with some of the misconceptions concerning Allah Almighty, our Lord. And then finally, we will end with the commitment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and what are our duties, our commitments towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We shall end this episode with the struggle, with the commitment that we will begin knowing Allah Almighty a lot, so that we may develop the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lead ourselves to the guide, to the path which is right and which is basically designed by our Lord Allah Almighty. Till then, take care of yourself, keep knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
He's Allah Almighty, who created the moon.
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Allah Almighty,
who looks down on us. Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud, and then you'd shout it to Him out loud.